Have you found yourself caught up in cycles of hustling and cycles of striving for more, and you know that something new is trying to emerge through you, but you quite can't, you don't quite have the words and you don't quite have the systems in place to truly scale into that next level? Maybe you feel like you've plateaued and you are floundering and it's time for you to up level. But what does up leveling really looks like? And then what are those practical things to help you to advance into that next level of your gifts and in your calling? Listen, today's episode is going to be a true blessing to you if you are in that season. Literally, I am laying out some practical tips to help you to move out of hustle into that next level of growth and to scale your business so that you're not doing more, but you're being effective with and really producing an increase in your business without having to launch something else, without having to go out and strive and put yourself in these positions of burnout. Get ready to take great notes because this is going to be something that you're going to want to take seriously as we are getting ready to jump into our 2024 year. All right, you guys, stay tuned because it's about to go down.
What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality.
Hey, hey, what's up, you guys? Listen, today's episode is a yummy episode that I'm pretty excited to get into. But before I even get into that, y'all, we are on our 50th podcast. 50 going strong. Listen, I am super excited about that. We launched in June 19th, which is a significant day for the African American culture. We celebrate Juneteenth, and you know, that was a day that felt really good to me in launching this, as we really were focused on helping those believers to crack the codes to creating generational wealth using your God-given gifts. And you know, I think that that day was really significant to me because it represented just chains being released. And, you know, as we are growing and entering into those next levels of our life and in our business, it's just another release of chains being broken off of us spiritually, being chains being broke off of us mentally, emotionally, physically. And you guys, that is my heart. My heart is all about those chains being broken and we really releasing those generational strongholds that have held us back from truly stepping into our power, stepping into our purpose. And you guys, for those of you who don't remember the codes, they're an acronym. And that acronym really helps you to shift out of it. It really helps you to shift, like we said, talking about it, from being in chains to stepping into another level of freedom. And that C is really helping you to tap into your creativity and how to really package your creativity, price it, and really choose a focus and what that looks like. And the O is all about your operations and tapping into that and understanding your people, your processes, your promotions, and your really understanding the financials behind the profits so that you can truly get profit and you're not just generating a revenue, but really tapping into the next level of profit. The D is all about dominion and really creating, stepping into that next level of brand influence. And you guys, as believers, we were called to influence the earth, like bring heaven's culture down on earth using our gifts and God's character, his nature. It should be reflected in everything that we do. Our gifts that he's entrusted us with, we should be going out and having dominion, having rule in that territory, and really making a great impact. And many of us find ourselves hiding behind our gifts. We're burying our gifts. And so if you're struggling with that, then that's just an indication that it's time to step up into your dominion. And then we have the E, which is all about expansion. And so many people think expansion is related to like going in all these different places, but expansion really starts with creating a focus and really having a focus plan that you can, that's going to create expansion over time. And then the S is about scaling and knowing where to put your time, your talent, and your treasures. And really, you guys, we're going to get into scaling a little bit more as we go on, because scaling is just, it's, we think that it's about all these things, but again, it, scaling is closely aligned with the E. And the expansion, it's about picking a focus and then creating a system around that focus that you can use to leverage, to create leverage in your business. And literally, that's what scaling is all about. Scaling equals a system. Scaling equals a system. Write that down. And so, you guys, I would be remiss to not acknowledge where we are and really still being in that top 2% category with this podcast. I thank you for your time and invested in, for those of you who have left reviews, those who have left 5-star ratings, for those of you who make it a priority to listen to the show every week. And I have heard your testimonials and I've heard how the show has impacted you, and that really encourages me to continue to put out relevant content that is going to continue to support you along your journey. With all of that being said, I want to do a shout out. I haven't done a shout out in a while, and for a review, and this one is left by The Beauty Hunters Podcast. You guys, you got that? The Beauty Hunters Podcast. I love doing shout outs to those who show love, because it's all about reciprocity. And so, you know, you guys go in and look that up. But she says, don't want to miss. LaDondra has such great content in her podcast that you don't want to miss an episode. She not only covers business and entrepreneurship, she shares about life in a way that prepares you for more. You were made for more, and LaDondra is gifted to take you there. Listen, Beauty Hunters Podcast, I'm so grateful for that review and for those amazing words. I just pray a blessing over everything that you put your hand to do over these next few years, that you would see an increase, and you would see an increase in your knowledge, you'll see an increase in your wisdom, you will see an increase in your bank account and in your influence. Thank you for sharing those words of encouragement. And you guys, I would ask that if you are listening to me, please take a moment and go and leave a review. I would love to you to be one of those next shout outs that we make here on the show, because again, it's about reciprocity. And so as you are sharing, I want to shout you out back as well. And then this also, it helps to expand and help us to reach other people who need to hear what we have to share. Okay, can we agree on that? We are partners in this thing. Okay, so let's talk about a few things. So right now, I've been every December. So for those of you who are catching this replay, I am recording this in the December, mid-December. And for me and my team, we make it a priority the last 2 weeks that we take off from the public, being public facing. And we spend that first week in just kind of getting our feet back under ourselves and really just taking things in, processing and seeing what's next for us. But we don't take on any client appointments or anything like that. And then in that last week of December, we just take off fully for vacation all the way up into New Year. So you guys, if you've been trying to get a hold of us during that time, you won't be able to get a hold of us because we will be on vacation. But I tell you all of this to say that we are intentional about that, because there's a time every year that we're there, the Lord, we create space for the Lord to speak. And I typically am feeling a shift within myself around this time of something new trying to come through, or something new that the Holy Spirit is trying to get my attention on to release or step into, modify, adjust, pivot. And I just want to create space to listen, receive, and all of that. Well, as I've been doing that, I've been kind of in this place to where, like, I'm reading a lot more. I'm not doing so many things. And then I started to feel like, am I floundering a little bit? Is this good? Like, you know how you can feel that feeling of unproductive because you've been doing all the things all year. Like, you've been going to all the events, you've been making all the calls, you've been doing all your content, you've been podcasting, you've been serving clients, you've just been doing. And so when it's time to scale back and then just to pivot, then you start to feel unproductive. But you guys, as I was thinking about that, I was like, I wonder how many of you guys are feeling that same way when it's time for you to step back. First of all, do you create time to step back? If not, please start doing so. At least creating space for at least a week every year to just hear God. Like, it is at the end of the day, I want to remind you that you've been entrusted with His territory, with His territory. You own nothing. We own nothing. We are stewards, which means we manage that which is owned by the Creator. So when we can make a shift in our mindset and understand that we are to steward, to manage what's been put in our hand, to manage what's been entrusted to us, then we start to understand that, hey, let me check in with the owner to see if everything is still good. Let me check in with the owner to see if I'm on track and if the owner has any additional plans for this land that he's entrusted me with. And does this owner have any other ideas that could help to propel us into another level of expansion and multiplication? Because we know that the owner's heart and giving us land is for to see an increase. We know that the owner wants us to invest appropriately, and that's our time, our talent, and our resources. And if we're not slowing down to get out of all of the hustle and get out of all of the bustle, then we're never going to be as effective as we could be. And we may find ourselves floundering in unproductive cycles that are not producing good fruit. And so when I think about this in the parable of the talents, and the, before they started to talk about the parable of the talents, they introduced it by saying that the kingdom of heaven is like a owner who left. Like, he was going, getting ready to go on a long trip, and he was good, and he entrusted the land to his servants. And as he entrusted the land to his servants, like, there was an expectation. He gave one 5 talents, he gave one 2 talents, one, and then the other one 1 talent. And the intention was that they would steward the land well. They would steward the talents that they was given well. They would go and invest things well so that there would be an increase. Both of the first two, they doubled it, and the other one he hid it. and the owner was upset. And so sometimes you got to come back. I bring all of this up because a lot of times you just got to come back and say, you know, to do an assessment and an inventory, even with yourself, to say, you know what, are there areas in my life that I am holding back, like in evaluate your year to say, is there things that I'm doing to hold back and or burying my talents, the talents that God has given me? Is there an opportunity for me to go and invest that in other places? Is there an opportunity for me to cut back so that I can be more effective in multiplying the one talent that he's given me? Or are there areas for me to maybe even step up my game? Maybe you're at the two. Is there areas for me to step up my game and say, okay, like I'm taking this from one, now I'm at a level two. And how can I invest to double the things that God has given me? And if God has given you five, maybe you have been at that place to where to other people, you're looking great in your investments, but you know, and they're like, man, she is doing amazing. She's investing at a five, and there's a five multiplication effect, but you know that there's more that's been entrusted to you, and you're not playing at that level five and investing your time, your talent, and your resources. So this gives you an opportunity to step back and say, you know what, like, am I on track? Am I doing things God's way according to Father God's heart? Or am I caught up in unproductive cycles of hustle, just doing a lot of random things that is not creating a multiplication effect in my business? Write that down. Am I doing a lot of random things in my business that's not creating a multiplication effect in my business? Is there something that needs to be automated, deleted, or just literally just... So we want to automate it or just delete it, or is it something that needs to be up leveled? That's the other one I want to say. And so there's your opportunities to really evaluate that and say, you know, you're creating space for that. And when you're doing it in productive cycles like that, maybe it's, you're not, I'll say this, when you're doing it in productive cycles like that, that's a good use of your time. And that means that you're not really floundering. And so the thing about this and being effective with this time, and you guys, this is a word for somebody, because this podcast is taking on a different form in what the things that I have planned. So whoever this is for, please make sure you're taking notes. And if you've been in this place of feeling like you're floundering, you're just hustling and you're just grabbing at things and you're just caught up in doing and not being, part of being in that hustle mentality is that all you are doing is doing. Let me give you a few keys in knowing to know that you are in that, you're just in that hustle mentality. Okay. This can really help you with some practical tools. Okay. So number one, you are not focused. You have your focus, your time, and your attention in too many places. You're doing a little bit of direct marketing sales. You're in a little bit of e-commerce. You're doing some business coaching. You're doing a little bit of, you know, other things over here, serving other people in their platform. But you really don't have a focused intention. You're grabbing at any and everything, hoping that you are going to make the money that you truly desire, hoping that you're going to get to the desired outcome that you're striving for. And really, you are in, like I say, in those words, you're striving for it and not being intentional with it. Another thing that you know that you are hustling is if all you are doing is doing. You wake up, all you're doing is doing. You have not created any space to be, to really figure out what being looks like. One of the things that I was watching on Netflix, what is the name of the show? Let me look at it, because I wanna let you guys know. about it. I literally just got finished watching it not too long ago. Hopefully my Netflix don't come in your ear and you hear doo-doo. You know how it comes when you coming in. But it's called Headliners. And with Kevin Hart and Chris Rock. I mean, I literally just finished watching it. And the thing that really stood out to me is that when they were talking about Chris Rock and his journey, and he had to kind of step up and be the, almost take on that male role in his family because his dad died at an early age and all of this. And so he had to just kind of start doing some things. And, you know, he was working, he was doing all, then he, and I'm giving you the short version, you know, he's working, he's doing, all these, he started doing some movies. He was in his comedy stuff and he was a little bit of everywhere, right? And so, but there came a point to where like things, those doors weren't opening anymore, like as far as not like how they were richly with the movies and like all of that. And so it came a point to where he was like, you know, well, what do I do? And so he made a decision that, you know what, like, what would it look like if I just focused in here and became a professional comedian? I'm not trying to put my hand off in acting like that. I'm not trying to be over here on TV shows. I'm not trying to, what would it look like if I went all in? And he used the words, and became a professional comedian. And literally that's when he started to sell out arenas. And he said, you know, from there, it didn't matter if the TV shows wasn't doing good, if I got a movie thing, if I didn't do whatever, all of these things. But when I focused in on my craft, that's when things started to shift for me. And then regardless of what the other things was, how they were performing, I could still go and sell out a comedy show, no problem. And you guys, that, and then it was another thing. So that's one thing. So focus in, note that. And I'm going to use this because I got several thoughts on this. Will Smith, he said the exact same thing. Like, you know, he was focusing on like a little bit of rapping when he first started. He was in TV shows. He was a little bit of this and that of this. And then he shifted his focus, you know, to just completely acting. Blew up. He focused in. Tyler Perry, he said, all I did was focus on my plays. He wasn't trying to be on TV. He wasn't trying to do all these different collaborations. He focused on being great with his plays. And so one of the things that when you start to focus in like that, then you start to shift into becoming, and that energy where you start to understand who you are, you start to understand what makes you great and the gifts that God has given you. And you move out of this grabbing energy to just kind of almost this energy where you're flowing and operating in your anointing. You're flowing and operating from the energetic field of where you, what you were created to do. And it's not like you're working against the grain and trying to make some things happen. Now you're flowing just according to your unique design. It's like a fish breathing in water. He just does. And that's where you start. That's when you know you're in an energy where you're just being. And one of the things that can also help you and creating space to just be is literally just kind of creating that space to do some of the things that you really enjoy doing. So what do you like to do? And reactivating that. Do you really enjoy painting? Do you really enjoy just getting out and just socializing and being among people? Do you really enjoy just going to different coffee shops and people watching, and maybe reading a good book? What investments are you making into you just feeding your soul? Is it that you really just enjoy going and looking at beautiful things, whether it's beautiful homes or beautiful decor, or maybe it's just tasting life again through food and amazing smoothies and teas and coffees? What is that thing for you? Because when you can shift out of all of that busy energy, you can start to snap back into just being, and you can start to feel the earth again and the ground and get your feet grounded again, and you can start to focus in on what's next, and you're not just in this just doing energy. For me, I create space, I read, I take naps, I make sure that I sleep in and I move a little bit slower in my day, sometimes a lot a bit slower. I take a lot of things off of my calendar and I am literally just being. I watch TV more than I would normally watch TV and kind of catching up on some of the things that I may have been interested in. Things like, I like watching things like what I just mentioned, like Headliner, to just kind of see other people's journey and what they've come through. And even just to make one more comment on that particular show that I just watched, one of the comedians said, and I can't remember which one, so I'm not going to call a name, but they were like, you know, you're a great comedian when you can start to learn yourself and you can step on stage and just be you. Y'all, that's a powerful statement. How many of us are stepping on the stage of the light of life and stepping on stage of our business and knowing and just being us? We've made enough investments in ourselves, our spiritual health, our emotional health, our physical health. And when we step in on our craft, we're focused in. We're focused in on our craft and we're focusing on this one thing. And so when we're stepping on the stage of life and a stage of business, the stage of our marriage, we are just being. We're not performing for a crowd of people. We're just being who we were organically created to be. That's a powerful thing. And when you're there, you've moved out of that hustle and energy and that striving energy to really get yourself positioned to really start to grow your business. So there's this hustle phase where you're hustling. Then there's this growth phase. Now you're starting to see some results happen in your business. And you know, once you start to see these results, like things are, you're being who you are, you know what you're focusing on, and now you're starting to see some growth where clients are being attracted to you, financials are starting to happen for you, and things are just kind of starting to line up. Now you're moving into more of a scaling. And when you're scaling, like I mentioned before, that's literally you creating a system. And that system is the thing that's going to create leverage in your business. When you have a system, the powerful thing about putting a system in place is it's going to help you to have to do more work. Let me say that right. So when you have a system in place, you'll be able to do less with more. Does that make sense? So you'll be able to do less with more because there's a system. Your system starts to create leverage for you. And so it becomes the thing to where it's like, how can I work less and make more? That's what the system starts to do for you. The problem with scaling and where people get caught up and they don't move from just hustle and that growth where they probably have plateaued because they don't slow down to speed up. And so what I mean from that is that they get in a scarcity mindset and be like, oh my gosh, like I'm gonna have to close my doors, I'm gonna have to do all these things, and so I'm gonna have to pull back time and energy, and I'm not gonna be out there like putting all this stuff out all the time and just like all this stuff. You may have to take a step back. The thing with scaling is that you're gonna have to step back. And stepping back may mean that on the front end, you may make less. On the front end, you may be a little bit less visible. On the front end, here's the key, on the front end. And the front end, you may have a little bit less sales. But when that system is in place, you're going to do less with more. Because now you have a well-oiled machine that is working for you. It's creating leverage. It's helping you to expand. And it's working for you. And you're not working for the system. You're not working for the system. You have created a system. that a system in your business. And when I say working for the system, you're not working to try to please an algorithm. You're not trying to work to please people and all of this stuff. You have created something that's on the back end that's going to create leverage for you. And so these are things that, you know, when you're really trying to enter into that next level of creating generational wealth, you're going to need a system. And you may be like, well, Ladondra, I'm not there yet. Here's some cool things about that. Now that you have the knowledge and you understand where you're going, you can start creating systems now. And so even though you may not be at the multi-six-figure and you don't have enough business growth, or you may not be at the seven-figure and you don't have that growth yet, you can start to create systems right now that's going to help to advance from level to level to level. And so you can start creating systems in your pipeline, with your sales pipeline. You can start creating systems with your booking calendar and how you start to attract clients. You start creating systems in your direct marketing approach and how you're building human connections and relationships. Because with a system, it's repeatable. You know exactly what you're doing, and it creates a repeatable result over and over again. And that's when you're starting to create leverage in your business. And if you continue to do that over time, you're going to see a multiplication effect in your business. Y'all, I'm giving you some game here. I hope that you're picking up what I'm putting it out. So I've said a lot, and my intention for you today in this podcast was for you to really take this time during this holiday season for you to pull back and to see where you are, to assess where you are, and to see and recognize that what you're doing by pulling back is investing in your business. It is a healthy investment in your business. See what books that you need to be reading, and maybe what podcasts you need to be listening to that will fill you up with what you need. And then just creating some space to just clearly hear the Lord. Many of us are bombarded with so much noise that we cannot hear the owner. And when we cannot hear the owner, we have a hard time understanding what he has to say for next. It's like you hear muffled sound. Something is trying to come through, but it's so muffled by all of our busy thoughts and our busy mind and a busy schedule and all of that. Pull back. Direct your focus. Where am I focusing my attention? Get out of hustle and ask yourself, where do I need to focus my attention? What do I need to cut? Like I'm over here being just all over the board, and you know, I'm grabbing at this direct sales business. I'm grabbing at trying to do this affiliate. I'm grabbing at trying to do my coaching and consulting. I'm grabbing at all these things. What is that one thing that you're going to focus in on? Then start to set up some systems that's going to really help you, that's going to help you to create leverage in your business. What does those system needs to look like based on the stage that you're in? Listen, if you guys need some help in figuring out what that looks like, we would be happy to partner with you on that, to really help you to see like what that's going to look like without adding more on your plate. Literally, we're the journey and the stage that we're in at this point, we are positioned to help those who are at that multi six figure and even $1 million mark to scale their business without doing more. One of the biggest things that we have found is that most businesses think that they need to invest in more ads, they need to invest in more traffic on social media, in IG, they need to do another live launch, they need to do another webinar, they need to do more. That's the problematic thinking cycles that they get in to, and they find themselves in these places of burnout. I know that you didn't create this company, the company that you're in, to go on burnout. You created your company to have a legacy, to make a legacy impact. And that part of that legacy impact is for you buying your time back and not being more drowned with more things to do. And so if you're in that place and you're like, you know, LaDondra, I understand I'm at a place where I've plateaued and I'm sick of doing more. I'm sick of seeing all of my profit go out the door. Like, my revenue looks great, but my profit margins are very low. I feel like all I'm doing is spending money. Then let us help you to leap into that next level of your success and figure out and put some assets in place that's going to help you to scale your business into the next level. Literally, scaling is part of our codes. And so if you're ready for that, then let's have a conversation. Click the link in the bio, book a complimentary call with me and my team. And I will tell you, if we can help you, we will help you. If we cannot help you, then I promise you, we will let you know that as well. All right, you guys. Well, I pray that you have been blessed by this episode. And again, if you are invested in partnering with us to help to expand this message, please take just less than 5 minutes, leave us a 5-star review, and then a positive rating and how the show has helped you. Until next time, continue to stay blessed by the best.
Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.